All right, picture this scenario. It's probably familiar to a lot of you listening. You've invested, significant time, money into building a fantastic website for your business. The goal, obviously, is for customers to find you, click through, browse around, and, connect. But what if, and this is happening more and more, what if that journey to your website just doesn't happen? What if people find everything they need without ever making that click?
Okay, let's unpack this. The internet is always changing, right? And there's a massive shift happening right now, especially for local businesses, that you absolutely need to understand. It's about getting found when no one is even clicking your website. So today we're doing a deep dive into a really timely article. It's called Zero-Click Local Searches, What They Are, Why They Matter, and How You Can Win Them. And it's from freebusinesslisting.com. It was published just today, September 17, 2025, so it's really hot off the press. And it highlights this critical trend that's reshaping how customers find local businesses. Our mission here is pretty clear. We want to understand what these zero-click searches actually are.
And also why they represent such a fundamental change in how customers find services. And probably most importantly, how local businesses like yours can adapt and, frankly, thrive in this new landscape.
Yeah, and this whole thing raises a really important question, doesn't it? If customers aren't clicking through, how are they finding what they need? How are they making decisions? The insights from this source material, they offer a pretty clear roadmap for navigating this shift. It shows the game has changed.
Absolutely. For years, the standard online customer journey was, predictable. You needed something, you typed it into Google, looked at the results, clicked a link, landed on a site, got info, maybe call them. Your website was key. But this article, it really highlights this disruptive idea that's turning that whole thing on its head.
Exactly. A zero-click search is, it's pretty much what it sounds like. It happens when a search engine, usually Google, but voice assistants too, increasingly it just gives the complete answer or all the vital info right there on the results page itself. So the user gets what they need, query solved, intent met, all without clicking through to any website.
And what's really interesting is that this isn't some like niche thing. The article calls it the new normal, especially for local searches. And think about how you search. You look for a local service. What do you need? Phone number, hours, location, maybe a quick look at reviews.
Mm-hmm.
The source points out users are finding all that critical stuff directly on the results page, often without even scrolling.
Precisely. And for local businesses, this info shows up in really valuable spots. We're talking about that big Google Business Profile panel, the one that's like a mini website right there, or the local three-pack, those top three businesses on the map at the top, super visible.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a little map snippet. But the key takeaway here is if your essential info isn't right there, perfectly accurate, you could basically be invisible for these searches. Doesn't matter how great your website is.
That makes so much sense based on how I use my phone. I bet you've done this too, right? You're out, maybe you need pizza near me or a plumber emergency service.
Mm-hmm.
You search and boom, right there on the results. Hours, phone number, stars. How often do you actually click through to their site versus just hitting call or directions straight from Google?
Yeah, happens all the time.
That's it. That's the zero click moment. And it's happening constantly, shaping choices every single day. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because the numbers behind this shift, they're pretty striking.
Oh, they absolutely are. The source cites study showing that over 60%, think about that, over 60% of mobile searches now end without a click. Just let that sink in for a second. More than half the time someone searches on their phone, they're making a decision what to buy, where to go, who to hire, just based on what's on that first results screen.
Wow.
They find the answer and they're done, all within Google's world.
The impact of that, it's huge, especially for small service-based businesses. The article mentions HVAC companies, plumbers, lawn care, local contractors. For them, showing up in those top zero-click spots isn't just nice to have anymore. It's becoming like a make-or-break factor for getting customers.
Okay.
It's not a minor tweak. The source calls it a massive shift in how you get found.
That's right. And the article puts it perfectly. Success isn't just about ranking number one in those traditional blue links anymore. That used to be the SEO holy grail. Now, it's about, and I quote, owning the space above the blue links.
Oh, okay.
Which means dominating those super visible areas that pop up before you even scroll. So the map pack, your Google Business Profile, those people also ask boxes.
Right, those Q&A things.
Exactly. And even more and more those AI-generated summaries that pull info together. And what's fascinating here is these moments, these little snippets, they're where trust is built and decisions are made. It's the first impression.
That's a powerful point about trust. But does the source talk about you know, any potential downsides? Like, if you only focus on zero click, what about building a deeper brand connection or loyalty, stuff a full website helps with? Or is it really saying just focus here?
That's a really good question. And no, the article isn't saying ditch your website entirely. Not at all. It's more about reframing its role. Zero click is often for that initial discovery, that first contact. Your website is then crucial for reinforcing that trust, giving more detailed info for complex decisions, maybe handling online booking, that sort of thing. It's where people go if they do want more. So it's not either. It's about prioritizing where that first impression happens. Zero click is the hook.
Got it. The hook, and the website backs it up.
Exactly.
That makes sense. It really changes how you think about SEO.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it yourself when you're searching for local stuff on your phone. Do you always click through?
Yeah.
Or do you usually just grab the phone number, check the hours, maybe see the star rating right there on Google and act on that?
Yeah.
I bet more often than not, it's the second one. And that's why understanding this zero click stuff isn't just, you know, interesting theory. It's absolutely vital for local business owners today. So the stakes are high, clearly. But the good news is this article doesn't just point out the problem. It gives us a playbook, strategies for how local businesses can actually win this zero-click game. How do you show up where it counts when people aren't clicking? Let's get into these strategies.
Okay, strategy number one, and the source makes this crystal clear, it's probably the most critical. Optimize your business listings everywhere. The article flat out says if you don't have a solid Google business profile or if it's old and dusty, you are, quote, almost invisible to these searches.
Wow, almost invisible.
Yeah, it's not just a suggestion. It's like table stakes now, the absolute foundation.
And it's not just having the profile, right? It's the details. The article lists the essentials. Accurate. Name, address, phone number, NAP, they call it. That's got to be consistent. Updated hours, super important. Categories that really match what you do. Service areas, especially if you travel to customers, a good description with local keywords, high-quality photos of your work, and using Google Posts regularly to show you're active. Why are these little details suddenly so critical?
Well, because Google is relying entirely on those details to answer the user's question instantly without sending them anywhere else. If your hours are wrong or your category is vague, Google just won't risk showing your business prominently. It can't be sure.
Oh, okay.
Think of that listing, like your Google business profile, as your main digital storefront now. It has to be perfect, welcoming, complete, because often it's the only thing a potential customer sees before deciding. Any mistake, any missing piece, it creates doubt.
And doubt means they just scroll past.
Exactly. Doubt means invisibility in the zero-click world. Okay, building on that, strategy two from the source is about building consistency across the web. See, Google doesn't just look at your Google profile. It pulls data from lots of places to double-check things.
Right.
The article mentions key ones like Apple Maps, Bing Places, Yelp, Nextdoor, and also these big data aggregators like Localese, Data Axle. These feed information to tons of other directories, GPS systems, apps.
So it's like a whole ecosystem of your business info out there, which means if your hours on Google say one thing, but Yelp says another. Or your phone number is wrong on Apple Maps.
That's bad news.
Very bad news. Those inconsistencies wreck the search engine's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be certain the info it's showing directly is correct. Conflicting data is a huge red flag. It just won't surface your business reliably in those zero-click moments.
Yeah, I've definitely been sent to the wrong place by a map app because of old info somewhere. It's frustrating. Yeah. And that business lost me. Exactly. A real-world zero-click fail. Consistency is key. Strategy three is pretty straightforward, but really powerful. Get reviews and respond to them. The article rightly says reviews are one of the most visible, most influential parts of a zero-click result. They're right there, stars shining or not.
Yeah, you see them instantly. And the source has this great example. It really drives it home. Imagine someone's looking for a roofer. They might never visit your website. But if they see right there on Google, 4.9 stars, 80 recent reviews, and the owner actually replies to people,
mm-hmm.
that might be all they need to pick up the phone. It's instant credibility.
Absolutely. Huge trust signal. It's that social proof right there. No click needed.
Think about how often you've done that yourself. Chosen a restaurant, a shop, whatever, mainly based on the star rating and maybe a review snippet you saw immediately.
All the time. It's the new word of mouth, like you said. And responding to reviews, both good and bad, adds another layer. It shows you're engaged, you care about customer experience. That interaction can really seal the deal right then and there.
Okay, next strategy the article mentions, invest in structured data on your website. Now, this sounds a bit technical, but the idea is, even if users aren't clicking through as much, Google is still crawling your site. It's looking for confirmation for details. And this structured data, specifically something called schema markup, it helps Google understand your site better.
Exactly. Think of schema markup as like little labels you add to your website's code, invisible to humans mostly. But search engines read these labels. It tells them explicitly, this is the business name, this is the address, these are the services offered, here are the opening hours, this is a review.
Ah, okay. So it spells it out for Google.
Precisely. In a language machines understand perfectly. This makes it way easier for Google to pull accurate information for those zero-click results. It reduces guesswork and ensures the snippets shown are correct. It's like giving Google a super clear, detailed cheat sheet for your business.
So basically adding this schema stuff makes our website data more useful to Google, even if users don't see the code itself. Is it fair to say that for getting found initially, this underlying data structure is becoming almost more important than how flashy the website looks?
You know, that's a really insightful way to think about it. For that initial discovery, especially in these local zero-click scenarios, the structured data is arguably becoming essential. If Google can't easily understand your core info via schema, even the most beautiful website might not get surfaced for those quick answers.
Right.
The visual design absolutely matters for converting users who do click, but that data layer, it's like the gatekeeper for getting seen in the first place. It's about talking to the machine effectively.
Okay.
And the fifth strategy the source highlights is to think about the kinds of questions a customer would actually ask. Because a lot of these zero-click results, they show snippets pulled directly from FAQs, Q&A sections on your profile, or even bits of reviews that answer common questions.
Yeah, the article gives great examples. Things like, do you offer emergency service? Or, is your team licensed and insured? Or, can I get a quote over the phone? Real, practical, immediate stuff.
Exactly. These aren't deep research questions. They're often quick, transactional needs. So, by answering these common questions clearly on your website, maybe in a dedicated FAQ section, maybe woven into your service descriptions, and making sure those answers pop up in your Google Q&A, maybe even in encouraging reviewers to mention these points, you drastically boost your chances of having your answer featured directly in that zero-click result.
So you're anticipating their need and putting the answer right where they're looking.
Precisely. You meet them right there instantly. No extra step needed.
Wow. This whole deep dive, it really highlights something fundamental, doesn't it? You might not control if someone clicks your website link anymore. That's kind of shifting. But you absolutely can control whether you show up visibly in the first place and how you look when you do.
Mm.
In this zero-click world, that visibility, that accuracy, that instant trust, that's the win. That's the new game.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, like the article suggests, success in local search now and going forward, it means shifting your focus, your energy. It's about nailing those business listings, actively managing reviews, using structured data smartly. It's not just about chasing website traffic like maybe it used to be.
Right.
It's about meeting your customer exactly where they are, which is often right there on the search results page. No clicks required. Provide the answers instantly. The businesses mastering that, they're the ones who are going to thrive.
This deep dive really shows how fast the digital world changes. Kind of makes you wonder, you know, what other traditional marketing ideas or assumptions might need a serious rethink, especially in a world where information is just instant, direct, bypassing the old gateways like websites. How might this totally redefine what we even mean by a customer journey? Maybe it's less a journey now and more just a point of instant decision. Definitely something to think about as you look at your own online presence.